Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Welcome to Sons of a Gun, a podcast about the DC Universe. I'm Alex Gunn.
I'm Justin Gunn.
I'm Pete.
And we are going to be talking about The Penguin Episode 7, Top Hat, here on the podcast. If you haven't watched it on HBO or Max, please do. Another big episode, penultimate episode of the season, so a lot of stuff is going down here. Ooh-wee. I'm going to jump into spoilers, so this is your official spoiler warning. But briefly, in recap, we go back in time to find out how Oswald's brothers died.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Come on.
I mean, we can talk about it. I don't know. We'll get into it. I don't want to disrupt the recap.
I don't think they spent enough time meticulously showing us what happened to those poor bastards.
Yeah. Yes. But Oz did, in fact, kill his brothers semi indirectly by them drowning behind that flood door, as we speculated.
I'd say pretty directly. I wouldn't say semi-indirectly.
We'll talk about it. As we talked about in the previous episode, so that he could spend more time with his mommy. Turns out, also, the story that he told Sophia back in, I want to say, episode 2 or 3, whenever Alberto's funeral was partially true, other than the fact that she died, about her getting dressed, taking him out dancing, and making him promise to give her the life she deserves. Meanwhile, in the present, Sal Moroni tracks down Oz, tries to take over the Bliss operation, and then oopsie-daisy has a heart attack and dies in the middle of the fight.
Much pasta with your enemy's daughter.
I think so. Yeah, what was the...
You don't blame the pasta for that?
It was the Iranian dish. It was the yogurt from Taj.
You say it was the yogurt? The yogurt
was the
kept
yogurt.
Him alive.
Don't eat yogurt.
Kept him alive long. If he didn't eat the yogurt, he would have died sooner.
Yogurt is made of, like, worms and bacteria and stuff. What? No thanks.
I bet they were using that full-fat yogurt, which very intense. Clogs it right up.
Fire.
Tastes great.
Tastes so good. Anyway, on the other side of the spectrum, Sophia is interrogating Frances, who jockeys with her back and forth. She finds out information about what happened with the back of the day as well, thanks to Julian Rush's crack therapy skills. Leading to a final confrontation where Sophia blows up the Bliss operation in a good chunk of Gotham City. Oz survives but gets taken in, while Frances is also being taken in to, it's not Moroni's, it's Monroe's.
Monroe's.
The club where they went dancing at back in the day, and that seems like where we're going to get our final confrontation in the final episode. So lots of stuff going down here. Why don't we talk about the flashbacks first? Because there was a lot of stuff that was laid out. We got a little kid playing Oswald. We got his brothers, Jack and Betty. We got a young Francis Cobb. We even got to see Rex Calabrese.
The gangster
that Oz mentioned worshiping back in the day. One little note, and this is like jumping right to the middle of this, but I love the fact that Oz told this story to Victor about being like, whole neighborhood loved Rex, and they loved him. That's what you want to be like. Oz hated him.
He was a complete dick to him.
And I loved seeing that contrast. Yeah. I thought that was a great contrast. I was just very impressed by this show.
Just lets you know what a piece of shit Oz is. He lies about everything.
Yeah.
Plus, who loved that guy? He was shaking down the store owner in the middle of the day in front of kids. I was like, dude, do it at night or some other time.
Let me ask you guys a question, not to jump into theories immediately, but I was reading before the episode came out a theory that maybe Rex is Oz's dad. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, interesting.
That makes sense. That's your classic mob movie move, it felt like. It's Francis's son. Oh, okay. Tell Francis I said hello. You know, me, a guy that looks sort of like yous or whatever. It doesn't feel like that's where the story is going, but certainly that. Because we don't know anything about the father.
Nothing.
Yeah, they've definitely dangled that plot line quite a bit, including this episode being like, gosh, nobody knows who his father is. So it feels like it is a thread they could pick up in the final episode. But also, I don't know how important it is at this point, because clearly the main emotional thread is Oz and Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah, this became a real mom show over the course. It didn't start that way. It felt like the mom was something stressing Oz out, but he cared for her clearly, but I didn't realize how much of the show is going to sort of land there.
Well, what did you think about that, Justin? How are you feeling about that plotline?
I like it. I like the sort of the way that the situation created Oz, like him wanting his mom's attention created Oz and made him be sort of kill his brothers.
Hands off, kill his brother. You can't lock your brothers in a sewer and think, oh, they're going to be all right. He murdered them.
I think you can also say that he didn't know they were going to drown. So like,
oh, when you lock a door, that is the only way out of a.
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying, like, he wasn't like shooting them with a gun. All I'm saying,
he just locked them in a sewer, and they couldn't get out during a huge rainstorm.
Certainly, Donatello has locked Raph in a sewer, and they're all fine. Danny,
yeah, but they're right? Turtles. No,
they're turtles, dude. That's a completely different situation. They're fine underwater.
Splinter actually locked April in.
I mean, there's also, watching the episode, there's no confirmation that Jack and Betty aren't turtles. Like, nobody says that.
That's a great point. It's a great point.
They could be.
But what I was saying is, like, Oz's love for his mom created Oz when his brothers were killed. And then, in turn, he took care of her and sort of made her into this person that we're seeing in the present scenes, where they're both just nasty. They're both just like, I'll kill you, kill me. And it's like, what is going on with your attitudes? So that sort of like dual creation, they're sharpening each other to be these like very nasty folks is interesting, I think.
Just horrible people doing horrible things.
Are you okay, Pete? Because I know you don't like that sort of thing. So are you, how are you feeling about this episode? How are you feeling about the Francis-Oz relationship?
The glimmer of hope that I'm holding on to is maybe Vic got away free and doesn't ever come back. And we can just have hope that maybe Vic is going to be okay.
Just going to cut to a shot of him surfing with his girlfriend.
Yeah, out in California.
Hey, just Hankton. Like,
hey, we did it. I did it the right thing finally. Yeah, because this is awful. I mean, Oz is horrible. The whole creepy mom relationship is awful. The Sophia back and forth. This is a hard episode, man.
I agree with you there, Pete. This was a hard episode. I found that the sort of cold open of the brothers' murder was so excruciating. Like, they wallowed in it so hard to the point where I was like, we got it. We know he's bad. But the shots back to him and watching the movie, and then back to the thing, and then back to him, I was like, jeez, what do you need to prove? Are you filling time?
That he cheats at counting, like even at hide and seek, this guy is cheating.
Of course,
like,
Pete's so mad about the cheating at counting.
Everything.
He's like, where was 5, 6, 7? And don't even get me started on 8 and 9.
They could have lived 6 more seconds longer. It was, at every turn they. But what was crazy, I really wanted him when he jumped back into the murder tunnel that then ended up saving his life, which was insane. I wanted him to at least trip over his dead brother's bones. Have some kind of moment where you're like, come face to face with what you did, you piece of shit.
You murdered your
fucking brothers, and there's no consequences for you. It's ridiculous.
You're like, this episode's too extreme for me. I wanted to see the corpses. I wanted to see them.
I wanted him to struggle a little bit on the way out. At least have a moment to be like, oh, this is a place where I murdered my brothers.
Emotional irony there, as I think what the show is going.
I'm with Pete on this. I was pretty pissed off that he did accidentally kick the skeletons, and the skeletons stood up and did like a clacky old time like cartoon skeleton dance.
Crackle bone dance.
Like, yeah, you did a move like we all know what you're talking about. Like, that's not a
I mean, I'm not a cartoon skeleton. I'm trying to clack my teeth so they could hear it on the audio podcast version, because I've been getting a lot of letters being like, hey, we'd love to hear you clack your teeth like a skeleton.
That's definitely a sound people want to hear more of. This bone on bone sound.
And just what's more disturbing to me is you went into it like it's a thing. You know, the old skeleton clacking your teeth.
You know what I'm talking about when I say an old timey skeleton. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Look up Dancing Skeletons. And Alex, you're giving Leonardo DiCaprio dancing meme from Greg Gatsby so hard right now. You have the same jelly body as that very good meme.
They originally cast a skeleton in Greg Gatsby, and they were like, this isn't going to work, and then they got Leonardo DiCaprio. No, that's Wolf of Wall Street. You're doing Wolf of Wall Street right now. You're mixing up Greg Gatsby and Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, maybe that's true. Whichever way, Gatsby does hold
up the drink. The dancing meme's Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm dancing meme. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's Wolf of Wall Street. That's the meme I'm talking about. Look, of course you know it. You just did it perfectly, flawlessly. Absolutely.
Pete, any Leo DiCaprio memes you want to throw out there?
No, you guys are insane.
Well, you're the king of the world. That's all I got to say.
Nice.
I thought to get back to the rhythm of that death scene for the kids, I actually thought that was so effective because you get the knocking, no knocking, and so you know 100% what's happened there.
There's no doubt about the communication, Alex. It was more like, we know.
I think it also doubles down on what Pete is saying, is that Oz is a sociopath and always has been a sociopath. That is, he was born bad, basically, and he knows what's going on. I believe he knows what's going on based on the floods and everything. He's like, now I get to spend more time with my mommy, who I love. I get her all to myself. What a great turnout for me. And I do think we're going to get some sort of revelation there that is going to break her and break the relationship in the final episode. But I guess we'll see.
I agree with you there. I also thought it was telling that it set up Oz as being the type of sociopath or murderer or criminal who like just sets the stage and then is like, I don't know. I'm just sitting here. Mm-hmm. So he is that very passive, I keep my fingers off the actual crime. And it weirdly paid off perfectly with the fact that Sal just had a heart attack in front of him rather than him killing him. Which I was like, what?
The boss battle was fun up until Salvatore just kind of keeled over. But I did like the choice. The Penguin was kind of like, come on. Like he did stand over him a little bit long, but I understand the emotion of it all, and then, you know, shooting him after he was already dead was kind of messed up.
Yeah, him yelling at him dead on the ground, I was like, this is lame, dude. You can't just yell at a corpse.
So I have questions about that. I thought that moment, again, was very interesting there because there's a bunch of different things that could be going on. One is actually Oz being robbed of that victory of beating him. But I thought the other side of it was, I wrote down in my notes, like, he's putting on a little play here for the people outside. That's what I took away.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I thought the opposite.
You think the
I
people
was like,
outside who are running around for their lives trying to do a situation why Oz is doing some Hamlet moves just by himself, putting on the piggy ring.
Theater is powerful. He's milking that.
Like, get out there, bro. People are dying. There's still shooting going on. Like, you could help.
Do I hear a little bit of drama in the corner? Hello, let's go listen. Put down these drugs. Sorry, I was a liberal arts major, so I love checking out some drama over here. I mean, that is interesting, but I thought the opposite. I was like, he's in here having a weird monologue when all of his underlings are killing and dying for him. Mm-hmm. Get out there and shut this down, dude.
Well, what did you think, to take it a step back from that scene? This is the first time it seems like he has a legitimate plan that he set up in advance in terms of giving the eyes to the guy who handles the electricity to let him know to turn it off so they can distract. Like, most of the time, it seems like he's improvising maybe half a step ahead. But here, this is something they talked about, it seems like.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
He's still improvising.
I think he's improvising. He's like, hey... Do something.
You think that
was they were like, when I give you these eyes, I want you to pull the electricity. Make sure you're always standing near the power cords. I think it was just him improvising again. Yeah, but I mean, he does have the plan of pushing Sal over the edge. He knows where that button is and pushing.
And that was fucked up. The whole thing about Nadia's hairspray burning in the fire, God, what it smelled like, just.
Yeah, that was a smart play to kind of get at him like that, to get close enough for it to kind of mess stuff up. But also then he's really dumb. When the car pulls up and then stops and your phone rings, yo, dude, she's not in the car, bro. That's why she's calling you. Otherwise, she'd roll down the window and talk to you. What are you doing? Run for your fucking life.
But he didn't know it was going to be a bomb. I think certainly as an audience member,
what do you think was
going to
be in there?
I'll tell you what I thought as an audience member, what I think Oz thought as well is Francis's dead body. Like, I think that was the
we're meant to think that.
Yeah, reaction that he's giving there is he seems horrified. He doesn't want to pull back the blanket because he thinks he's going to find his mother's dead body there.
Well, I and thought it was maybe
the,
a little
the next best thing, a bomb.
I thought it was telling that the driver was like, I got to get out of here. There's a corpse in the back. No, he's getting out of there because he knows a car's about to blow up. And he's want to get far away. So
I don't know. Frances did play zombies back in the day with her kids. So when she dies, she might come back. It might be a whole Walking Dead thing.
That would be cool.
What a tie-in.
What a tie-in indeed. Should we jump over and talk about Sophia? Because some big stuff goes down there.
Before we do that, back in the flashback world, have you guys been watching the after show stuff on Max?
No.
There's this interview. Well, there's a preview for the next episode, which I'll talk about maybe later. But also there's just a behind the scenes thing where they talk about, like, we really wanted to show how he killed his brothers, blah, blah, blah. And then they have an interview with the kid who plays young Oz. He's like, yeah, I was crazy that he kills his brothers. I was like, what? I thought for sure it was like a secret that they weren't telling this kid that he's like an absolute monster. He's like, I guess he just wants to spend more time with his mom. I was like, this
man,
is no
that's
good.
Fucked up. Yeah.
That kid, by the way, he's had two roles, I think. One, he was in Palmer, the movie on Apple TV Plus with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then the other one, maybe getting the brother wrong, but on the short lived Law and Order True Crime show, he played young Eric Menendez. So, quite the career this kid is putting it together.
Wow. He's built to kill.
Mm-hmm.
He's sure built to kill.
Yes. That kid, his accent was even crazier than Oz's accent also.
Still in the flashbacks, with the three brothers talking to each other and the mom being like, yeah, you guys, I'm a zombie. I was like, what is it? What are we doing here? Are they from is each side of the apartment a different regional accent?
Yep.
Or what are we doing?
I don't know. That maybe they only had a small time to prep or something like
you
that.
You guys wants to play some of that stick ball?
I got that thing where I got the hoop and the stick. We play that.
And young Oz, I know you had a problem with the numbers he chose, Pete, when he's like, 1, 2, 3. I was like, where are we getting? Are we dipping into Italian? Full? Are we doing
French?
No, he's
French? The Count. He's the Count from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yes, Sophia, we should talk about that and all of the things going
on. Yeah, she finally decides to go visit the kid that she orphaned. Oh, cool, yeah. Sophia. Way to all of a sudden almost care for somebody for a couple of
seconds. That's not what she was doing. She was going there to kill that child and then made a decision not to.
Oh, awful. Just awful.
Yeah, because that kid's going to spill her guts.
On so many levels, that visit.
Mm-hmm. It was upsetting. I also liked the way that Sophia, to a lesser extent, had to face her sins in the same way Oz does a little bit in this episode, for killing her entire family, and just continuing to show that that Sophia and Oz are sort of the same. They're just sort of different about how they accomplish it, and Sophia does retain some morality. She's very wronged and angry, and she's wants to kill everyone basically, but she does have a bit of a core there. And I thought the timing of her crying after she leaves her niece, it was when Oz called, and the shot of Oz is like straight out of like Batman Returns. It's like a very pretty, like push in on Oz, like looking cool, very cinematic, like movie shot. And he's like, hey, I killed your guy. It's over. Like that was like really well pitted and well positioned, well edited.
I also really liked all of this stuff with Sophia. Her showdown with Francis, I thought was great, where she thinks she has it over Francis, but Francis has it over her. Yeah, then using the dementia to get out information on what happened back in the day was kind of fascinating as well. The one thing that didn't track to me, and I think a lot of it depends on what happens next episode, is Sophia having a break of humanity and deciding, no, you know what? I can't do this the way all these men have been doing it for years. I got to do it my own way. And her own way of doing it is straight up 100% becoming a Batman villain who's like, I blew up Gotham City and I've got your mother and I'm going to take her back to the original crime alley where you were born. Yeah. All of that stuff, I was like, what? That, is that how women do it? Is that a female thing? You guys
should know. Wow, yeah. We'll weigh in as the female experts on the podcast.
What? Why does that have anything to do with women? Like,
that's what she said. She had the whole speech.
I was listening. Yeah, she did go through this whole thing about how men are awful and all this stuff. But I just think her choice was... I'm going, you know, straight supervillain. Yeah, I think that that's just kind of...
Doesn't that seem at odds, though, with her embracing her humanity not 10 minutes before the episode?
Yeah, she went from crying to getting a fucked up phone call to making a horrible, to saying yes to a horrible plan, and then talks to a crazy therapist and gets an even more insane idea and makes a worse choice.
He's a very good therapist. He knows.
Yeah, I think he's great.
He is here on the show for a very important reason. I'm not going to explain what it is, but it's important.
No. Dr. Julian, you don't have to put on a red light. let me say, I actually really like the way that they've positioned this sort of... It doesn't make sense, her logic. It's a bit hypocritical, but I like it as a choice because it's easy for her to kill indiscriminately. It's what her family has done for generations. It's what she was prepared to do when she took over the family. So that's fine, which is what her issue is she doesn't want to kill women that have been sort of twisted by men. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why she struggled in the episodes leading up to this and why she's sort of like, I don't really want to kill her, even though she's being mean. She's lashing out here, but she knows, Sophia knows that Oz has made Frances the woman she is. And so she doesn't want to punish Frances for what Oz made her become. So she's not going to. She wants to punish Oz.
Wow, that's a lot. Anyway, I'd like to just talk a little bit about how
you mean that's good that it's a lot, like a good meal. Yum, yum.
That's a lot. I don't care. No, moving on.
That was
an analysis piece.
Yeah, just very quickly to dismiss everything you said, I have something to say.
Yeah, no, but it is something completely different.
I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the Sophia moment where she was crying to that kid. I think it was amazing of her not to interfere like anymore. The fact that she walked away from that kid's life was a nice choice, and being like, hey, she didn't say it in the right way. Like, she could have been like, hey, listen, you can be okay. If you get through this, you can become something else. You know, I think she said it in a really kind of more fucked up way, but I do think it was impressive that she left that kid alone. You know what I mean? Like, she could have tried to take that kid and, you know, raise her as a supervillain kind of mentor or whatever. But the fact that she kind of walked away and then cried about it was the nicest thing she could have done.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, I think there's a certain school of thought of like, Gia is going to grow up knowing Sophia killed her entire family. And as many times as Sophia is like, this is a gift. You're going to be good to go, kid. That's not how that turns out. That's not how that happens years down the road, particularly not in Gotham City.
Well, if she gets a cool therapist, maybe she'll be all right. You know what I mean?
Dr. Julian Rush, he's probably available.
Strobe light.
Nobody cooler than Dr. Julian Rush.
So your theory last episode, Justin, and maybe this will still happen, is that Julian Rush was going to use his therapy powers to torture Oz.
Yes.
Instead, he found out some information using a red light from a woman who has dementia. How are you feeling about that?
I mean, that's, I guess, the next best thing. That's the theory right next to the theory I was proposing. But I do think that that information is going to be used to torture Oz, which is what we're going to get next episode. So while it wasn't him, I thought he was going to, like, what Oz set up at the beginning, that he was going at it head on. Mm-hmm. He was going to get taken in and somehow worm his way out of it through the Julian Rush stuff. But instead, it was sort of the flip of that. He made Sal have a heart attack.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the final episode, but he feels like this vestigial limb on the show, Julian Rush, where I'm like, Sophia already got most of this information from Francis directly. Maybe he got the exact facts by hypnotizing her. Yeah, and the address and everything, and that's fine. But, like, I don't know. Sophia could have done that as well. It feels like they got enamored of him in the writer's room and are just running with it when there are more efficient ways of getting that information out there. But I guess
I think he's the superpower. He's the Batman part of the show, it feels like. The villain, the super villain part, I think, because he's got a magic light and he's behaving.
Pete's going to ask why Batman isn't here.
Well, first off, I mean, after Bruce is reading the papers and he's like, oh, all of these crime lords died in this horrible gas accident. Nothing to investigate here. Oh, maybe a large chunk of Gotham blew up. I mean, at some point, Batman's got to do some investigating. I mean, this guy is looking horrible in this series. Just absolutely horrible.
Well, how many Nirvana albums were there? Because, like, take that time. He's got to listen to all of them in a row and then listen to them again to really analyze them and get super sad. So that takes time out of his investigative schedule. Plus, this is happening on a very compressed timeline. So, ..
It's
Alfred. Someone blew out the pilot light at the mansion. All the whole families are dead. What do I do? Go light the pilot lights, Batman. Light the pilot lights.
Whoa, light the pilot lights. Isn't that how Andy Serkis talks in the movie? He's like, crikey, Batman. Yeah. He's a gator.
I'm a butler. I'm a butler.
I still think it's fine that he's not there because the compressed timeline, I don't know what it adds necessarily to bring in Batman. Like, you bring in Batman, it's like, great, he solved this situation. What is better about the show because of that? You know?
No, it's worse. Batman's not invited to this show. That's all it is. It's not like we're not supposed to think about that.
Just give me him running across a roof or something because if he's this greatest detective of all time, this has to be on his radar a little bit. Mm-hmm.
You want to see him like in a Hawaiian shirt, a Hawaiian cape, getting on a plane, being like, "Be back in 1 week."
Do I want to see Matches Malone? I'd love to see Matches Malone just in the background.
Here's what make it all worth it. Bring all of these things together, right? Last episode, right at the end, Julian Rush takes off his face, and it's Batman, full mask, full costume, under the Julian Rush face, and everything, just like in the comics.
Nice.
Yeah.
Smart. And he's like, Sophia, can we get back to some of that sex torture we were doing earlier? I was undercover and really enjoying.
By the way, I don't know if this makes it weird, but I had kind of a thing with your half sister in the last movie.
Nice. Yeah, you want to hear about that, Pete?
Yeah, Pete.
I want him to get to the bottom of Penguin, just making sure that Sal was eating like bear claws every morning.
Yeah.
Because I made him eat the bear claws. They're clogging his arteries. I know it.
That's a big question. It's like, why doesn't Batman go around making sure people eat better, like eat healthier fruits and vegetables so that they don't have heart attacks?
Yeah. The real killer. The real
crime. Maybe that's why he's busy, actually, is getting people to eat, you know, what is it, 9 fruits and vegetables a day.
Were you struggling to think of a healthy thing? Like one single healthy thing?
What's the food pyramid? You got to eat.
No, that's
14. That was debunked, honestly, 25 years ago.
Yeah, that was debunked a long time ago.
There's the top of the pyramid, right, is like a triangle.
What are you doing?
I believe. A triangle. I'm making a triangle.
Yeah. No, they want you to eat like 9 breads a day.
Yeah.
So that's really been ruled unhealthy.
It's really bad.
All right. Fair enough. Any other notes from the episode before we talk about the stuff afterwards that you watched, Justin?
Two things. How about a big gap in this episode or a missing character is Vic. He is left alive by Sophia, and then he is instructed to go raise an army. So that's interesting. That's going to pay off. I guess that's more of a predictive thing we should talk about in a second. But how do we feel about Goof Cop showing up at the end and being the one that gets Oz?
Hey, Penguin. Hey, how you doing?
Well,
hey,
if it ain't the Penguin, you made it. Sophia wants to see you. I did think the sequence of him coming out of the middle of Gotham, the Penguin, and seeing it blasted apart was very effective. Seeing his whole neighborhood destroyed and what he's wrought, I actually felt like he felt like more cost from that than killing his own brothers. Yeah. Because that's what he cares about, is the neighborhood and respect.
Does he, though?
I was okay with Goof Cop or Skunk Cop, Pepe Le Pew Cop, I guess we can call him, showing up. Because it's like, yeah, all right, that's a character we've established. Sure, he could be the guy that brings it there.
Big established. Fine. He's sort of the Batman of the show.
Yes. And in terms of the Vic of it all, I was surprised. I guess they're saving it for the final episode, but I was surprised that didn't come back, because there's the whole Gold Summit in the previous episode where they brought all those gangs together. And Oz, this episode, was like, we're all alone. It's just us guys in this bliss operation. There's literally nobody else. And did he not tell anybody about cracking a beer or anything like that? I don't know.
He should have tossed beers to all the guys.
Yeah.
Tossed a beer to the bomb. See if they can... up with the crack one.
That was messed up too, that Oz didn't say anything. He just ran. He didn't give anybody a heads up about the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he's the only one that killed his brothers in the tube to jump into.
Right.
And everyone needed an ironic place
said,
to hide.
Run.
Bomb, run.
It's a bomb.
Eh, I mean, that's Oz. He's saving himself. I forgot to mention this last episode. I have a prediction for the final shot of the season finale.
Wow.
I think they have been showing us the final shot the entire time in the closing credits. The last animated thing there is Oz looking out the window all alone.
The first
shot of the first episode was him looking out the window from the back. I think we're going to get the reverse of that when he's all alone looking out, and that's how the final episode ends.
That's a great call.
Thank you.
Makes sense, because he's going to kill Vic in this next episode.
I have questions about that now, because I really thought they were going to pace it out. I still think there's probably a good chance Francis is going to die, Vic is going to die, and Sophia will probably end up back in Arkham or something like that.
Really?
Well, watching this episode, it made me think, I'm surprised the next episode is the last. We need one more to sort of bring all this up to the level, but maybe they're going to go hard, because this show certainly does that. I'm starting to think that it's going to be Francis may live because of what Sophia's beliefs are. I think Vic will save Oz, and then Oz will kill Vic, and that's what leaves him alone.
Whoa.
Interesting.
What I want to have happen is the girl stabs Sophia, and then Vic murders Oz.
Gia?
Yeah.
Great.
I feel like we've seen the last of Gia, Pete. Not to kick yuck your yum, but I think Gia's arc has officially concluded.
Yeah. Well, wait, what did you see in the trailer? Or was that
it's more of a,
you saw Vic dying. They show that in the trailer.
No. It's like a Mad Men style collection of like non sequitur images. But one of the last ones is just a shot of Sophia with two cigarettes in her mouth. And she's sort of like, and they're not lit. She's
got two
cigarettes. Getting ready to smoke two cigarettes.
Oh, she's like that old timey picture of the guy with 100 cigarettes.
Maybe that's what they're having like a Guinness Book of World Record off type thing.
You know what I bet it is? This is alternate possibility. What if there's something like Oz sees her smoking and is like, oh yeah, if you like smoking so much, why don't you smoke the whole pack? See how that makes you feel.
And what? He slowly gave Sal a heart attack over years. Maybe he's going to try to give her emphysema for the next couple of
years. It almost seems like a weird party image where, like, Sophia's having so much fun. She's got, like, two cigarettes going. She's like, now we're having
sunglasses
fun.
On, doing a little
Blackie
skeleton dance.
Stop trying to make everything the skeleton dance.
I'm surprised you're so fluid, Alex. You've got a real rubber body.
Yeah. You know what I think the dance I am doing is Christian Bale in The Machinist, is he does that thing in the background.
You're doing the car tube, those little things in front of the car. Yeah.
Whatever it is, those dance lessons are paying off. Other predictions for the finale. To give it up to Pete, do we think we're going to get a Batman? Do we think we're going to get a connection to the Batman Part 2? Is it going to be a handoff? What's your take on that?
I would love if we got anything related to Batman. Would be super
you want to
exciting.
See Batman, you're saying, Pete?
Anything. Give me the Bat Signal. Give me him driving by. Give me Alfred being like, this looks suspicious. And give me something that makes me think this guy's a good detective and I will be happy, because it's insane that all this is going down in his town and he's just not even there.
Yeah, zooming out and having Alfred be like, oh, this looks suspicious. It would be very funny.
I would love it. Give me something. But I don't know who I want to be the villain in the next movie. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I want Sophia to kill Oz so Sophia's the big bad, or Oz to kill Sophia so Oz is, you know. But
Oz is going to be the big bad. I don't think Sophia's going to show up in the movie. I mean, Oz is not going to be the big bad. Oz is going to be in the movie. Yeah. He's going to be part of the Gotham City scene, the crime saga. But Sophia, I don't think, is going to be there.
I was surprised that Sal bought it because I was hoping he would make it to the movie.
Mm. Do you think this was a big theory going throughout, and this is a big theory going into the Batman Part 2? Do you think we're going to get any Court of Owls stuff in this final episode? Potentially teeing that up for Batman Part 2.
Are we out of the business of being like, haven't we done enough predicting a complicated comic book thing in shows like this? I don't think so.
Yeah.
If anything, well, the thing is, like, we know this second Batman movie is, like, maybe probably the last one under this regime. So
maybe. I mean, they've talked about a Batman Part 3.
If it keeps doing good, it's not going to end.
Yeah.
Maybe. But there's other Batman movies, and it's going to start to feel confusing if they're both coming out. But I think the next movie feels like it should do Penguin and crime stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe setting up Court of Owls. It feels aggressive to introduce the Court of Owls. And
yeah. I don't know. I think there is a mild possibility. Oz is going to end up at the top of the Gotham City underworld. Like, I think that's 100% what's going to happen at the end here. I do think he's going to be alone. I think he's maybe going to be back in Carmine Falcone's office or something like that, looking out the window or whatever. But I could see somebody coming in and being like, hey, congratulations, you're at the top now, except here's who you actually work for, and, like, flip him a coin that has an owl on it, and everybody loses their mind. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that. The secret society running Gotham could be, but I don't think we're going to get corpse fighters.
No, I don't think we're going to get reanimated Talon corpse fighters unless... That's why Jack and Betty, their corpses weren't there. They got frozen.
Their talons.
Mm-hmm. They're talons now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? Cool. That's the final shot. Jack and Betty show up as talons working for the Court of Owls.
That would Vic. Dumb. Vic's killed, and then he's revealed to be frozen. He comes back as as the number one talent. And that's when Alfred pops up and says, oh, he's a bit off. He's a bit off.
I gotta tell Batman about this.
Yeah. So cold crown point just blew up.
Oh. All right. I think we should probably wrap this up. You guys are coming over, though, right? We're going to play flashlight tag, I believe.
Wait a second.
Three of us play some flashlight tag. It'll be
Can't
fun.
Can't trust him. He's too slippery, Alex.
Don't worry about it. We also didn't talk about Top Hat at all. Like, the movie. I was trying to figure this out based on the plot. Like, it's a very classic screwball rom-com type thing. With Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. I feel like they used it because of the top hat and tux is a Penguin thing.
And also Kane. They use the cane as a machine gun like Penguin has done.
Yeah, I think the casual violence in that shot is what, and you see baby
and
Penguin.
And then
just sort
the
of
mom
like,
loving it. And so then he then loving it. And then him kind of being like, oh, these Kane guys are cool. Mom likes that. I'm going to dress like that. And then when she dresses like that for the Monroe, that's when, you know.
Yeah.
It comes full circle for him.
All right, there we go. Wrapped up that
previous
particular mystery.
Dance, though, that was like, I was like, can you imagine being like next to them while they're having this conversation?
While mother and son love each other?
Well, that's not what it sounded like to me. She was like, you have to take care of me now. I'm not going to be a helpful person to you. You have to do everything, Oz. What kind of thing is that to say to a kid?
I mean, it's not a great thing. They have kind of a messed up relationship. But at the same time, I don't think you seem to be implying something weirder than what is actually going on, which is.
Oh, you think it's totally normal for that to be happening on a dance floor?
There's literally a dance at every wedding where a mother and a son dance. You think that's weird, Pete?
No, I think there's totally normal dances you can have. But like a cry dance where you're saying you have to do everything, Oz. I am not going to be. And helpful to you at all is
you never did that at like a wedding or a bar mitzvah or whatever, the crying mom dance. That was a whole thing. Like, we would do the electric slide, then we'd do the crying mom Oz, you gotta take care of me dance, and nobody knew that one.
Finish up your waters, moms, because it's time to cry. Get your oldest, most sociopathic son close. And get ready for the cry dance.
Well, that's a good note to wrap up on. If you'd like to support this show and all the shows we do, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about The Penguin, Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice. To subscribe, listen, and follow the show at Comic Book Live on Twitter/X, Comic Book Club Live on TikTok and Instagram, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. And until next time, Dad. It'll just be me next time you see me after the flashlight gag. And I love you very dearly, Dad. I love you.
Oh, boy.
I love you.
That will summon your nose,
it's a bit mad. It's a bit mad. Can you grow drugs in a mushroom? Oh, it's a bit odd.